This is an RNIB Connect Radio podcast.
You're listening to RNIB Connect Radio. Prue McLaughlin is a trustee for a talking newspaper called Lothian Sound. Lothian Sound is a weekly talking newspaper based in Edinburgh, and it has been going since 1988. More than 1,500 editions of the newspaper have been recorded so far. Hi Prue, thank you for coming on to RNIB Connect Radio. How are you?
I'm very well, Jennifer, and I'm very pleased, very happy to be invited to talk to you about Lothian Sound.
Can you tell me about Lothian Sound and how it works?
The principle of a talking newspaper is that somebody who has sight will pick up a newspaper and read aloud articles from the newspaper to somebody who cannot do it for themselves. It's the Edinburgh Evening News that we read from. And we have five reading teams so that each week the listeners are getting a nice variety of voices. We record every Monday and the finished edition is tidied up and made into a master, and it gets duplicated onto memory sticks. And then on a Wednesday morning, our admin and copying teams take that. They are receiving the wallets that come back from the listeners and sending out the new memory sticks. We send the memory stick with the new edition out to our listeners in a returnable wallet, and off it goes to Royal Mail and is delivered to our listeners, who usually receive it on a Thursday morning. When they finish listening to the memory stick, in whatever device that they have to play a memory stick, they will then pop the memory stick back into the wallet and pop it in a postbox back to us. And of course, by that time, the next wallet will be on the way back to the listener for the following week. Also on our memory stick, as well as the new edition of what we have recorded from the Edinburgh Evening News, we always include the previous week's edition as well. We have three voices in each reading team. One of them is the team leader, and also one person within that team will be the person who has made the choice of articles from the Edinburgh Evening News. Now, that is over a period of 6 days, because the Evening News is issued six times a week, Monday to Saturday. So the person who is making the choices will have spent a whole week looking at the Evening News and making choices. And then the recording is done on the Monday following.
Roughly, how many listeners and volunteers do you have?
At the moment, listeners, we have around about 80 or so, maybe 80 plus. I have to say that years ago, before the kind of technology that is around today, we had many more listeners. There were times when I first joined Lothian Sound myself, which was in 2008, we had around about 300 listeners. And volunteers, we have 32 volunteers.
Lothian Sound relies on volunteers to help record the newspaper and do other tasks. Does Lothian Sound have a staffed team to help the smooth running of the charity?
Our trustee committee is effectively the staff team. We are the ones who deal with all the day-to-day stuff that can crop up. So basically, it is anything that's different from our normal operating week. We have six trustees at the moment. We are entirely volunteers. There is nobody who gets paid. It's just very reliable volunteers is what makes it all happen.
Does Lothian Sound get any interaction or feedback from its listeners?
That's a good question for two reasons. Every edition that we record of Lothian Sound, there's always basic information that we repeat at the beginning of every edition. So we always give them our phone number and our email address. And we encourage them to phone us if they have any questions or comments. Most of the incoming calls that we get, these can vary. I can sometimes go a whole week where there's no incoming call, but roughly maybe 5 to 6 calls a month we get from listeners. But they're usually quite annoying but boring things like, oh, my wallet hasn't arrived, or I've lost my wallet, or I've forgotten to send my wallet back. will you make sure that I receive my memory stick next week, sort of thing. We get feedback, unexpected feedback, which are quite often little notes that have been written, or sometimes little cards that they've managed to pop inside their wallet when they're returning their memory stick. They're always extremely nice things, how much they appreciate us, how much they would miss us if we weren't here, and always saying, please keep up the good work. We are actually thinking of creating a survey of some kind in the near future. We're trying to think of the questions that we want to ask. The most obvious one is, do you enjoy Lothian sound? Is there anything we do that you don't like? Is there anything you'd like us to add in? Are we making the best choices of the articles from the evening news, or are we picking the wrong kind of articles? We'd like to also ask them how much they talk to friends and family about Lothian Sound.
In March 2024, Lothian Sound were invited to the studios of Radio Saltire and spoke on the Community Matters programme. Can you tell me more about this opportunity?
It came out of the blue from Radio Saltire, from one of their presenters called Mike Falconer. And I think he presents two or three programmes, but there's one particular one that he does, which is called Community Matters. I think he had picked us up from our Facebook page, an invitation from Radio Saltire asking us if we would care to come and talk to him on their Community Matters programme. It would be a good idea to take a colleague with me, and I knew that the best colleague I could choose would be my fellow trustee, who is called Elspeth, and she is our listener representative on our trustee committee. We took ourselves to Tranent, which is where Radio Saltire is based, and we met with Mike Falconer and his colleagues. He asked us to talk about Lothian Sound much the way I'm talking to you just now, describe what we do, and he also talked to Elspeth. Elspeth, of course, because she's a listener, but she's also a volunteer, she was able to give her sort of slant on Lothian Sound and what it means to her as a listener, but she also knows very, very much about what goes on in the background.
How can people listen to Lothian Sounds or simply just get in touch?
The most obvious thing for people who have sight is our website, www.lothiansound.org.uk. We have an email address, which is info@lothiansound.org.uk. And we have a telephone number, which is 0131 661 2850. With Alexa, if you have one in your home and you're familiar with using Alexa, you simply have to instruct Alexa that you wish to listen to talking newspapers. And if Alexa responds to the words talking newspaper, Alexa will then ask you which one you want to listen to. If you know the name of the talking newspaper, in our case it's Lothian Sound, or if you don't know the name of the talking newspaper, you can simply give the name of the city or town that you live in. Alexa will come up with a suggestion of a talking newspaper in that vicinity and can ask you, is this what you wish to listen to?
Thanks, Prue McLaughlin, for coming on to RNIB Connect Radio to talk about Lothian Sound.
Thank you to you, Jennifer. It was absolutely delightful to receive your information, and Lothian Sound is extremely grateful to RNIB Connect for inviting us to tell you all about us.